this came in late last night, or I don't know, 5:30. So not late, but late for me. Ace Frehley. Dead. Did this surprise anybody?
I had no idea that was coming.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
You're initially surprised, and then you're like, well, he wasn't in great health.
Right. Yeah, I saw him when he opened for Alice Cooper a while back.
How did he look? Not great.
Not good.
No.
No.
I heard they had to help him on stage at the thing they had in Monroe.
Jam really?
The Jam at the
Jam
Dam,
at
yeah.
The Dam.
Mm. Wow. Huh.
All right, then. We can move on. I thought everyone would have things to say about it. All right, listen. Okay, hear me out on this one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sad that he's dead.
Yep.
Yes.
Especially at the age of 74.
Yeah, it's way too young.
That's young.
That's way too young.
He was still out there playing. Still felt all right to be out on stage. And
yeah.
Right.
And we say that's too young because we're getting close to that. So
say it's too young because we were talking about this with Diane Keaton. She was 79. She was like borderline where you're like, oh, okay, fine.
Right.
70 seems too young. 84, you're like, that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, good run.
Yeah. Exactly. But so I say this with respect, and it's sad that he's dead. With that said, can someone explain to me the relevance of Ace Frehley? Not a great guitar player, not a big contributor to Kiss, kind of like right. The Ringo Starr of that band. Like they could have done this with any other guitarist.
Right.
He came up with the Kiss logo. Okay, fine. They would have still been great without that logo.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Cold Gin, co-wrote maybe a couple of other parts of some hit songs. But if you take away, if you Google, like, what did Ace Frehley write for Kiss, you take away those songs, Kiss still has the same career. Not almost as good, the same career.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's because he's a founding member, especially.
Yeah. I mean, when he first started out and he was in the band and he was just part of that thing.
The original foursome.
Yeah, you know. So he made sense then, you know, when his guitar lit up and smoke started coming out of
it. For a lot of us, he was our first lead guitar player ever. You know, Kiss was my first band I saw in concert ever.
Right.
Yeah. Ace Frehley was the first lead guitarist I ever saw.
But, you know, you listen to his leads and it's like...
Yeah.
Some were pretty good.
Not a great guitar player.
Him on his own was pretty rough. Yeah.
He wasn't a fretboard hero, okay, but he had some pretty solid leads.
No, not a fretboard hero. And he was the lead guitar player. And he wasn't right. great. Like, I was watching videos last night. I'm trying, you know, I was doing a deep dive last night. Like, all right, I'm going to come up. I want to give a great tribute to this guy. And as I'm watching this, I'm like, okay. This is not my take here. My take is that he's a lucky guy. He hooked up with Gene and Paul, and if not for that, like, we would have never heard his name.
Mm.
It's a chemistry thing. Also, the fact that, like, you know, like I said, he's a founding member.
He didn't have chemistry.
Part of the, he was just
he
part
got kicked
of
out
the,
because he wouldn't shut up.
Right.
It was just, did you hear him talk?
No, I understand that. But he didn't realize it was Gene and Paul's band. Like when you know, it's like Dave Mustaine. Like, you just got to know it's their band.
Yeah.
Just show up, and be ready to play, be ready to contribute.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's almost like Jackie Martling when he was on Howard Stern.
And he out negotiated himself.
Right. Which was ridiculous because he told jokes. That's what he did. Jokes.
Right.
Not, you know, stand up, but jokes.
Yeah. I mean, Howard didn't back him up, but he. You know, he played his hand too hard.
Right.
Which hand?
And what was funny is they brought in new blood and the show got better.
Right.
Michelle and Hamden. God bless you.
Sorry. I was coughing.
Wow.
You know,
I was going to sneeze off. Yeah. You got to work on the cough.
I'm all better now. Thank
Didn't
you.
Stop that.
When I was in college, I was at a college radio station, and I interviewed Ace Frehley at Toad's Place.
At Toad's Place.
Right now? Yeah, at Toad's Place. He was headlining at Toad's Place. This is like back in the early 90s.
Okay.
And I got a thing from the record company or the tour manager or somebody that was so specific. They said, do not ask any Kiss questions. There was like this list of things I couldn't.
What else would you
talk
about?
As soon as I hear that, and you have no idea how many times we hear that. Like, don't ask him about this. It's like,
yeah.
No math.
All right, then what's the point?
Yeah,
we wouldn't be talking to you if not for Kiss.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is I didn't. I went. I was the one who went because I didn't like Kiss, but all the other people were like dying because they were Kiss fans and they wanted to go. But I knew they were going to blow it, you know, because how can you do this interview? So I did the interview, just pretty much asked, you know, good questions. I listened to the album, like, whatever. And then at the end, when we finished, he's like, you know, you're the first person so far that hasn't asked me a Kiss question.
Yeah, you were like, the only one that listened to the instructions.
I said, because it was on the list, I wasn't supposed to. He's like, yeah, but everybody did anyways. He's like, I was like, well, I don't like Kiss. And he's like, well, why are you here? And I said, why are you here? I mean, like, I don't understand. Like, what kind of question is that? Why am I here?
Yeah, you dig up interview. Look, I know how this sounds. The guy just friggin' died, and I'm on the air like, what was his point? Like, what's the point here? But if you listen to interviews, he wasn't a great interview. He has all the best stories, but he can't tell any. One-word answers, not really polite.
Yeah.
Not a great guitarist.
But we love him anyway.
But
we love him anyway. He's a spaceman.
I don't love him.
I do.
I don't. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, love is a very strong word. You reserve that for very special people. Like, I love Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Ace is always just the guy who's been there. And the band did great without him.
Yeah.
And you look at his solo stuff, it wasn't like, wow, they really made a mistake letting him go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you see him on his own, it was tough to watch, especially if you've ever played guitar.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, rough.
Yeah. I feel a little bit bad doing this, but, you know, I was doing the deep. He was always kind of peripheral.
Right.
Like, well, of course I know who Ace Frehley is. I like Kiss a lot.
Right.
You know, it wasn't my go-to band. It wasn't like AJ. AJ's first concert was Kiss. He's part of the Kiss Army.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There. I'm out here. I'm not under the tent. I'm over here.
Right.
I acknowledge the tent. I've seen Kiss a couple times. I get it. I get the fans. I get what they've done.
Yep.
I'm doing a deep dive on Paul. I'm sorry. Ace.
Ace, yeah.
And I'm like,
Yeah.
Then they bring him back. He has this long period. They let him go. He's just like partying too much and not a great contributor. That was a machine, by the way. That band was a money-making machine. You're not helping.
Run by Gene, yeah.
Then they bring him back and he screws it up again.
Yeah.
Like, you had your second chance.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. I remember I met Paul Stanley outside of New Haven Coliseum when they were going to perform there. First time I ever saw them. It was really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was in his limo.
That's
his
cool.
Snakeskin boots on. His bodyguard next to him had a gun laying on the seat.
That's great.
And I'm like, hi.
That's so rock and roll, man.
Which one are you?
Yeah, that's like a great scene in like a high school movie.
Yeah,
it was
super cool. Yeah, he was very nice.
And here's the other thing we got to talk about. Okay, Diane Keaton died at 79. We're all like, what happened? Ace Frehley dies at 74. Not one person asked, what happened?
Right.
We're all like, yep, kind of saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Right? Have I told you the cause of death? No.
No.
Is anyone like, what happened? All right, he had a fall in his studio
a couple weeks back.
Oh, in the studio. I thought he fell off stage or something.
No, canceled a couple of dates. Then that turned into canceling the whole tour. He had a brain bleed.
Oh.
Resulted in his death.
Just never got better.
But think about that. Diane Keaton, 79. What happened?
Right.
Ace Frehley, 74. Like, oh.
Well, you know, rock star life.
top 10 Kiss songs, and this will be Ace Frehley heavy. So think Ace, right. Okay? 203-882-9757. Andre's on. And thank you for jumping in last second to do this.
Yeah, no problem, man. I mean, I'm just stunned. The whole thing just stunned me. So I don't know, man. Sucks. Can't think of any other way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. Great guitar player. Awesome member of the band. Great human being. Like, really sucks.
Icon.
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 Yeah, that's
icon.
A word.
I mean,
icon.
You know, he lived hard like Ozzy did. It doesn't surprise me in a way, but it surprises me that this quickly, you know, just that kind of thing.
By the way, Andre just tuned in a couple minutes ago. So yeah. Just leave it at that, everybody. Okay? You got that? Got it? Okay,
oh,
let's
man.
Go to the phones.
I'm going on Twitch.
Mushmouth.
Okay, good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
How about, I don't know if he wrote it, but I was made for loving you, baby.
He did not
He's okay
write
with
it.
That.
So oh, he's okay. not on the list. That was Paul Stanley and Desmond Child that wrote that, actually.
Okay. But what I want to say, did you know his mom had to drive him to the audition for Kiss?
Yes, he couldn't afford camp fare.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, gee.
Wow.
Oh,
he did know.
Gee, hey, my excuse, Mr. Smarty Pants. Okay, my guys.
What happened?
Okay, Paul, you sound surprised. You were outsmarted by Andre with Kiss.
No. Well, gee, I could be outsmarted by an 80-year-old, so, yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm flattered.
Yeah. That made you feel good.
Paulingford.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey.
How about Black Diamond?
I almost had that on the list because of the ending solo, but it just missed the list.
Close.
I feel that's more of a Paul and Gene song, yeah.
Andre, would you mind moving the mouthpiece just a little bit, please?
Sounds better?
Way better.
He almost sounded like mumbles.
Mike and Derby.
Almost.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, Andre.
Morning.
How about Love Guns?
No, man, everyone's just missing the bullseye. Nice. That's more of a Paul song. No,
it's a lot of songs to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
I remember the guitar that looked like a gun when he did that.
Oh, is that right?
Did-a-did-a-did-a-did-a. Yeah.
The album had that gun that you took out, the cardboard gun, and you'd
right.
flip it and go bang.
Yep.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you.
It looked like a gun. There was a guitar that looked like a gun.
Aaronette.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey. Morning.
How about Parasite?
There you go. See? Look at that.
Wow. Takes nice. A 14-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
Awesome. Awesome. The future's in good hands. Yes, Parasite off Hotter Than Hell. Ace wrote that main riff. Such a killer tune. And he was playing it live when he was doing his solo stuff. He's been playing it for years. I saw him last year at the Mohegan Sun. He had it in the set list. Great tune.
This is fun. Top 10 Kiss songs. Think Ace Frehley. Derek.
Yeah. Yeah, what a bummer, man. My first concert. 77-78 World Tour. How about Detroit Rock City?
I just put it out of the list. That's going to be number 11. Yeah.
All right, man. Rest in peace. What a band up there, man. What a band.
Yep.
He certainly didn't live in peace.
Oh, hey, he lived his life, though.
Mm. He did.
True.
Well,
he did.
Who else would have lived his life for him? Yeah. So, thank you, Derek.
Good point.
Sophia in Brantford.
Good morning. I'm going to say Detroit Rock City.
Just guess didn't make the list.
Mm.
Okay.
So, thank you, Sophia.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Yeehaw.
Dumbass.
Hey, kids.
Dumbass.
Hey, Ace Frehley was a great guitarist.
Hey,
thank you.
Come and get some candy.
All right. This is a video that AJ sent over. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. A girl blamed her pants for that noise. You ever make a noise and like you blame the chair or something?
I blame the dog.
Yeah.
It's always the dog.
The dog.
It happened in the hospital.
I blame my cat.
Yeah.
I'll make a noise and I'll be like, kitty.
Yeah.
Right?
You gotta have some kind of
pet. Buy a dog just to blame it on you.
Yep.
So here's some audio of a girl blaming her pants.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then that did not come from my the pants. You got some explaining to do.
Wow, that's impressive.
She was able to replicate Affleck. It every yeah. time.
Wow.
It's like Affleck.
Affleck.
Pick it up and then
That is a duck.
Yeah, yep, she stepped on one.
Yeah. Wow.
Her pants?
I would never assume pants. If I heard that, I would be looking at her like, come on, lady.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a restaurant.
Yeah, loosen up.
Or there's a duck calling her ass. Take her hunting.
Like a duck farm.
Yeah. Every day.
That's talent.
Every day before I go to bed.
Can you do that thing with your hands where you make the sound?
I can't, but.
Right now. No, I can't.
Oh, Phil, that's.
Oh, he's got great
I don't. If my hands are wet, it sounds more like a.
Oh yeah.
Hold on, let me see.
He's got singing hands.
Hold on. All right. Close your eyes and
okay.
Let's try to imagine what this is.
Change the shorts.
And I know there's no dog in the studio. So.
Right. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
High pitched.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Check your pants.
Okay, that was real.
That was a squirt.
That was a wet one. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh.
Yeah. There's moisture all over.
Keep that chair.
AJ, can you do that?
No, unfortunately, I do it the old-fashioned way.
Under the armpit.
Can you do the armpit?
Nope.
Oh, I never learned how to do that.
Yeah. Me
really?
Either.
The armpit? No.
Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Sounds like you're running down the hall.
You never learned how to do that?
No.
Running to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've done that since like fifth grade. It's like, I know how to do this.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably even there.
I had less hair in my arms back then.
You can't do it, AJ?
That does slow it down a little bit.
I did a couple, yeah.
All right, AJ, you're on.
I hope it came from his armpit.
So wait, you lost the hair on your head from the chemo, but you have hair on your armpits?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
That is weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. Maybe it's working its way.
Yeah, it's working its way.
Did any other hair fall off anywhere?
Just
ask.
Let's get him
know.
Those Kardashian.
Yeah, right. They're still there.
I already ordered two.
Get him the Kardashian.
The rock world is mourning the death of Ace Frehley, founding member of rock band Kiss, dead at the age of 74. Apparently, he had a fall in his studio a few weeks back that led to a brain bleed. He first canceled a concert date that led to canceling the rest of the tour. That led to him being in hospital on life support, and then he passed. On the phone right now, or in studio, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation. Jimmy, what did Kiss do for the concert business?
I think what they did is they changed the whole way that concerts are presented. It's not just music. And I think they're the first artists that I could think of. You know, Alice Cooper did start a bit of a show, but Kiss took it up 10,000 times with their incredible production, which was brought in by 20 trucks. They're brought in their own stage. And then, of course, Gene did the fire eating, which has never been replicated by anybody.
Do you remember, like, the first phone call that you were on with Kiss production where they're like, yeah, so 20 trucks?
Yeah, it wasn't 20 trucks the first time. The first time we had Kiss in Connecticut was December 18th, 1975. And that was at the Waterbury Palace Theater.
Wow. Wow.
They had this little opening act that some people still might have heard of called Rush.
Wow.
These three Canadian guys, eh?
So Rush, the first time I believe they played Connecticut, they actually opened up for Kiss.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Anyone listening at that show, Rush and Kiss at the Palace in Waterbury. That's mind-blowing.
Seriously.
It was a big production show. It was still a big... And I don't remember particularly what was going on other than getting in a hassle with the Waterbury Fire Commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Who was... We didn't clear anything with him. And then when the bombs of fire started to explode on stage, I got pulled down to the fire station, believe it or not, and wow. was questioned about the whole thing. And I pleaded stupidity, which I'm great at, by the way. And I made a career doing that.
Nice.
And I said, I have nothing to do with it. They brought it in from New York, and they're by the time you let me out, they're probably all loaded out and they're going to be gone. And they just let me out, and that was it. It was easy. But I don't remember the show itself, and I would love to see how Rush, being only a three-person band, could probably fit in front of all the Kiss staging that was put on stage.
Right. How tight was that stage? Oh, my God. Kiss and Rush. Wow.
Guys, you formed a pyramid.
They've appeared in Connecticut, I counted, 23 times, and in Springfield, 7 times. And you guys were talking earlier about opening acts.
Right.
And we actually had Tom Petty open up the Kiss in Hartford.
Wow. That seems like an unlikely pairing. How were the fans to Tom Petty?
They probably hated it, I would think, right?
Yeah. It seems like they wouldn't be. But, you know, it's funny because PLR played Tom Petty, then they'd play a Kiss song.
Right.
You
know, so
you're right. But that's PLR. A lot of stations don't play the variety that PLR plays, which is one reason PLR is so great.
That's an unlikely pairing, but
yeah, it is. We've had Judas Priest open up for them. We've had Sammy Hagar open up for them.
Well, that's I can see that.
Queensryche, Wasp, Black and Blue, Ted Nugent, Winger, Faster Pussycat. Makes a lot of sense. And then Aerosmith and Kiss played on one show up at the Meadows in 2003.
Wow.
So that must have been some. I can't remember that. We had Poison open up for them. Motley Crue opened up in Hart at the Meadows in 2012. Def Leppard opened up for them at the Meadows in 2014.
They've toured with everybody, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so they've had quite a history. And then Ace, of course, has had a history, too. They played probably at least 10 times. Ace is probably, and it used to be Ace Frehley's Comet, if you remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah, Frehley's Comet, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was Ace Frehley last time.
What was he like? Do you remember any interactions with him?
Nice guy. Lived in Westchester County like me. I think he lived in Bedford. I grew up in Westchester. I live in Connecticut, of course, but I grew up in Westchester. So we had some good times talking about our home county and things like that. Came to a lot of New Haven Coliseum concerts. He would drive a silver DeLorean.
I was going to say DeLorean, yeah.
Wow. That's a perfect car for the guy who's like the spaceman in the band.
Exactly.
Right. It looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, because the doors would open up bottom to top instead of sideways, and who would get out but Ace? It was very cool. He always made a big entrance.
Gullwing doors, yeah.
When they were doing the whole makeup and like no one can take their picture and no one knows their identity thing, did they have particular rules backstage of like, you know, no one can get back there with a camera?
Yeah, when they did their sound check, we had to put security around the whole arena, inside the arena, because they did their sound check without their paint on. And at that point, it was a long period of time, nobody saw what they looked like in reality. They really hid their faces. And we got fined $10,000 if somebody saw their face.
Wow.
And $100,000 if it appeared in a newspaper.
Oh. Well, there's an incentive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy smokes. That's a weird thing to have in a contract. Was that the first time you had something like that in a contract?
First and only time.
First and only time.
Yeah.
I remember
but they were very strict.
Years ago, they thought they caught Kiss with no makeup on, and it was a big thing in like Circus magazine or something like that. Ended up being the Babies, the band the Babies.
Oh right,
got
I remember
them.
That.
They thought that was Kiss.
Well, Neil Schon has dark hair. Wasn't Neil in the Babies? I think Neil Schon was in the Babies. If I remember.
John, I don't recall. Wait. John Waite was.
Oh, John
was
Waite,
the lead singer.
John was the lead singer. For some reason, I thought Neil Schon was.
Yeah, song called Head First. Yep.
Jonathan Cain was in the Babies.
Okay. I knew the Jersey guy was there. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they really were strict, and it was scary for me, you know, $10,000 fine just if somebody walked in.
That's a lot of money back then.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of money now, but
ticket prices were $7 back then.
I'll take it now.
Yeah, what were the ticket prices?
First time was $7.50 and $8.
Wow.
Wow.
I paid $14.50, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
They didn't get paid much either, by the way. But I always say this when we're on the air on Thursdays. The artist's guarantee dictates the ticket price, not the promoter.
Nope.
We have to charge a certain amount in order to be able to pay the band. So it's always the artist's guarantee that dictates the price, ticket price.
Of course.
Wow. What was it like cleaning up after a Kiss concert?
Well, it was a mess because there was a lot of confetti, and buildings started to charge us $1,000 a show just for confetti cleanup. And I remember once at the Coliseum we had Kiss, and then the next time we had another show. We never got all the confetti out of the up in the barriers upstairs where the air conditioning was, and they turned the air conditioning on the next night. And all of a sudden, confetti started flying all over the audience.
You probably thought it was part of the show.
What's going on here? This is cool.
Unexpected bonus.
Yeah, it was unexpected. The building charged me another $1,000 to clean up the confetti.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I said, wait, this show didn't have it. He said, it's still from your show yesterday. You got to pay it again. So you guys didn't clean it up well enough.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Give me a vacuum. I'll do it myself.
Jimmy Koplikas, and we're talking about the passing of Ace Frehley at 74. It's it's a bummer, but I think we all kind of saw that he wasn't really taking good care of himself. He had a real serious bout with drugs and alcohol, which a lot of rock stars do, unfortunately. He was clean, I think, the last 8 or 9 years of his life, though.
Well, he played at the Jam at the Dam, which was not our show, this past summer.
Right.
Yeah.
And I heard he performed really well.
I didn't hear that.
You heard he didn't perform well?
Doug said it. Doug said it.
Rough. Hey, dude. Rough show.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about the People's Bank Arena, the Wolfpack, I believe, playing tonight. So it's ready? Is it ready for Stevie Nicks? Have you toured it?
It's mostly ready for Stevie Nicks. I did tour it on Tuesday. And it's spectacular. It really looks like a new venue to me.
Oh, wow. Great.
And wait till people see the area where the concession stands are and things like that. They really did a great job. The dressing rooms are not complete. So I spent about an hour there trying to figure out how to make one of the dressing rooms good enough for Stevie Nicks, which we'll go back up there on Monday and still work on it and do that. And we have a press conference on Friday cutting the ribbon on the new venue, and I'll be up there at the press conference. I'll be speaking at it, and then Saturday we have our first concert with Stevie Nicks.
Awesome.
Wow. Nice.
That's great.
All right, I want to honor your privacy. I know you had a conversation with Rush yesterday. I guess we'll find out how that went in the days and weeks to come.
Yeah, I should know something next week.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Jimmy, thanks so much for popping on, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Jimmy Koplik, everybody.
Yay.
It's funny that they had an anthem to open the show and to close the show.
Right.
They were great anthem makers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they were probably the first to do it, right? They were making these songs way before that. They were playing the Palace.
Yeah.
They kind of had this vision that they were going to be playing big places and they're going to need big songs for these big places. Like Queen, it came after.
Yeah.
Billy Joel, it came after. They're in these arenas. They're like, I need songs that are going to grab the whole place.
Right. Yeah, not just the first 15 rows. I got to get the whole place
going.
Get
the whole place in. Yeah, they were first to that party. All right, let's talk to someone. I love good news. Don't you love good news?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
This is one of those firefighter off duty, sees something, steps right in and helps. Bernie Meehan is on the phone now. He's a deputy chief at the Danbury Fire Department. Hey, Bernie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. What happened?
Well, I was meeting my friend for lunch down in Cheshire, and this accident happened right in front of me, which, you know, happens every day, everywhere. You guys were talking about two accidents this morning already.
Right.
And but it literally, like, happened right in front of me, which typically I get dispatched to them, but this time I had about zero time to react and jump out of my truck, grab my medical bag, and luckily there's a couple, two nurses there that were rock stars helping. They came from the other direction, another bystander. There's two people hurt, and you know, we went to work waiting for the Cheshire first responders, who got there really fast, the Cheshire Police, Trinity EMS, and Cheshire Fire. But it was a pretty hectic few, you know, 5 minutes or so.
That's great. Like, you know, you can't even take a break. You're out just
yeah.
As a civilian. It's like, right. Boom, right in front of you. What was your first reaction? Like, oh, man, here we go. Yeah. Just my day off.
I wanted to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, this stuff follows me all over the place. I'm kind of a black cloud, known as a black cloud across the western part of the state.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Yo, it's ridiculous.
When has this happened before? What happened?
When is it not?
Really?
More like it. Wow. I mean, literally everywhere I go. I don't even understand it.
Mike, have
you
had you had to give someone the Heimlich?
Oh, sure. I would think most first responders have by now.
Like, you were just out somewhere and someone started choking?
Like a restaurant?
I was, you know what? The last time I did it was, it's funny you ask, you don't even think of these things, was at a Fuddruckers in Westport, and some kid started choking next to me. Oh. And the girl with me is like, what are you going to do? I'm like, wait, I think he's making noise. And then he stopped making noise, so I had to Heimlich him. But that was, you know, it's wild.
So if he's making noise, you don't Heimlich him.
No.
Because there's air moving.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Kid takes smaller bites.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got to remember, everybody does this every day, you know, in this country. In Connecticut, it's very busy. The roads are, you know, jam packed. And, you know, our first responders are out there literally every hour doing this. So, you know, I don't think it's anything special I did. I just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Listen, this is what we're doing right now is consistent with every firefighter and first responder we have on. They always put it back on everybody else who does the work, and they always downplay what they did, and
very humble.
I totally get that. It's part of your DNA.
I give these nurses that stop. They weren't emergency nurses. They walked up as I walked up, made a box of gloves, and I'm like, you know, you ladies nurses, yeah. Well, you take care of this guy. The guy was laying in the road. I don't know if he got thrown out or what. Ooh. And then the other lady was stuck in the other car. So I said, you take care of him, and I'll take care of her, and we teamed up, and you know, went pretty well. But those. You know, people that stop that maybe aren't trained, those are real heroes. They don't have to stop. You know, first responders have a duty to act and do something.
Well, you know, a lot of people when they, civilians, when they stop, and I include myself, what do? Call 911.
Yep.
And then, like, I don't know what to do after that.
Yeah.
I really. Right. But when you see first responders show up, it's like, all right, you take that one, I'll take this one.
Yep, there's a mission.
And you're doing all these things and talking in this code, and it's like, it's very cool.
Well, exactly. And what was really cool about that was, usually, you know, I have radios with me usually, but I don't know how to talk to Cheshire on it. But I grabbed my phone and I dialed 911. And the power of Facebook, when I posted the thing on Facebook, is, you know, how you guys found me. But the Cheshire 911 dispatcher texted me and said, you know, hey, you were the guy that gave us the right information, because I dialed 911 and said, hey, it's, you know, Bernie, I'm a deputy fire chief. And this is what you got on Route 70 here. And, I said, I got two trauma alerts. I got fluids down. I got two cars wrecked. And he said, you know, they got a bunch of calls. But he said, you're the guy that gave us the update. So, you know, the dispatchers are very good, and they have a script. You know, they walk you through how many people are hurt or people trapped. Is the car on fire? But it was just ironic that the dispatcher actually found me on Facebook and said, hey, that was kind of cool, you know, and a thought that was kind of cool myself, you know, that the social media intersects with the 911 system.
We got a cool moment here. Eileen in Hamden, you know Bernie?
Oh, God.
Yes, I do.
He does. That was my lunch date.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And the best part about it was, not only did he get out, help, save lives, he still beat me to the restaurant when he's coming from Danbury and I was from Hamden.
How do they
so
do
he's
it?
A true superhero.
These firefighters, hungry. I think they can
transport.
They can transport themselves.
I mean, honestly, I was pretty hungry and I didn't want to
I was going
to
say,
you know, I couldn't miss lunch. We were having Japanese with a daughter.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was hungry.
Thanks.
But Eileen is a first responder as well as a chiropractor. We've known each other for 35 years.
Thank you, Eileen, for what you do. Bernie, thank you so much.
Both
and
you.
Thanks for sharing the story with us, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for
and
calling.
And Bernie's the best.
He is.
He is.
I want to have him back to talk about these other, like, he was out doing this, and then the next thing you know, he's saving someone's life.
That's a long story.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
People, some people call themselves influencers, and we thought it'd be fun to kind of critique them. They like to critique things. We could critique them. So if there's an influencer that annoys you, call it in, and then we'll put you in the running for Creed tickets. Mohegan Sun, great show. 203-882-9757. Angela in Southbury.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Howdy.
Hey. JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa.
Who is this?
Very loud, very obnoxious, blonde.
Wow. Okay.
Obnoxious.
Yeah. Huh. Just one of the ones that I just cannot stand.
She started out like on the Disney Channel, right? Or Nickelodeon or one of those. And she's okay.
She's a Disney.
She was on Dancing with the Stars. Very, very, very self-absorbed, full of herself.
I think influencer, when you look up the definition,
right?
That's in there somewhere.
There's just your
self-absorbed.
Own picture. Yeah.
You have to be self-absorbed, I think, to be a good influencer.
Yep.
Yeah, look at me, look at me.
That's true.
Me.
All right, I want to look this person up.
Follow the ball.
All right, thank you, Angela.
No problem. Other than that, rest in peace, Spaceman Ace Frehley.
Yes, here. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm coming to realize that I'm not going to know any of these names.
Yeah.
I know the Paul brothers.
Right.
I know Mr. Beast. Like, never heard of this JoJo.
JoJo Siwa.
And you know, it's not just like, oh, they have a following on YouTube that's millions of people, which is certainly something, it's an achievement. They will like walk the red carpets at events. And I'm like, who are they talking to? Who is this person?
Yeah. Because all you have to do is show a body part to get that many followers these days.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
thinking
about it.
I'm going for it. Mm. Which part?
I'm with you, though.
The fans have dubbed me the CEO of Gay Pops. That's me, baby. My name is JoJo Siwa, and I am a singer, performer, an influencer. I'm a superstar, baby.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Sounds like everybody in California.
My social media following is crazy. My followers tally up to around 80 million.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Big family.
It's an army.
I don't think there's any hiding me in the Big Brother house. When people first meet me, they're like, who is this 21-year-old? Oh, my God, she's going to be so annoying. And then they get to know me, and they're like, wait, just funny.
Very annoying.
Can I swear in the Big Brother house?
Does she do anything that... she says she's a singer. Is she a good singer?
I'm guessing probably not.
I've never heard her sing.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I know
her face. Yeah. She had like a line at Target at one point when she was younger with like bows. She was like wearing bows. Then she became a lesbian. Then she wasn't a lesbian. Oh. I don't know. Wow. I don't know.
So she's confused as well.
Well, she's doing whatever. Like it's almost like a television show. Each season, there's some
new thing.
Kind of thing.
New twist. You
know, season 8 is I'm a lesbian. Season 9 is I'm not a lesbian.
Right.
John in Cheshire.
John? Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you.
Good luck, AJ. Good luck, AJ.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There is a group of guys. They're called Dude Perfect. And they started their influencing career by doing trick shots in their backyard with basketballs.
Okay.
And these guys are so freaking loud. They're constantly screaming on the videos, and my kids love them for some reason. They just eat them up.
The trick shots, are they really good trick shots?
They are. I got sucked into a few of these because they make a montage of like, oh, these are our best trick shots from October. And you start watching. So you're picturing like, oh, I'm going to throw the ball 20 feet off of this wall. And they start there. But the video ends where they're on top of a dam and they throw a basketball to a hoop that's situated at the bottom, and they make it into the hoop. You follow the whole track of the ball down from the top of the dam into the hoop. And I'm like, I will watch this all day.
Wow. And it's not 90,000 balls down on the bottom.
So I'm sure it takes them hours, but they make sure to clean the area so it looks like you only see them really making the shot.
Yeah.
If they miss, you might get like four or five. You never get burnout, really. At least I don't.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. They're very loud. So I pulled up a random video. This is how they begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2025 Trick Shot World Championship.
Just yelling and explosions immediately. Nothing's even happened yet. There hasn't been one ball.
That sounds like the beginning of American Gladiators.
A kiss show.
Just throwing the car.
We're just flipping water bottles and throwing basketballs at stuff. That's the whole game.
Yeah. Wow. It's wild.
That guy Tyler is so obnoxious. I think he's the ringleader. But he is the one that's constantly screaming at the top of his lungs. I don't know how he has a voice at the end of the day.
Their most popular videos on YouTube are upwards of 500 million views each.
Wow.
Yeah, they got very popular for a while.
Wow.
You know what I'm wondering? With AI, are they going to be able? Because AI could do that all day long and make it look absolutely real.
Oh, my God. I saw John Kennedy, the former president, who we know is dead, making a recent video. Like, hey, guys, just checking in. Yeah. I'm here at the house having
Elvis. I saw Elvis the other day talking. He's walking around.
I hate to admit, but I saw one that legitimately made me laugh.
Yeah.
It was Michael Jackson moonwalking in a Waffle House. That's not the end of the video, unfortunately.
That's during a fight?
People are filming him, and they're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he comes over and goes, hee-hee, and steals their food off the table and runs out of the restaurant. And I don't know why. I wasn't expecting it. I burst out laughing.
Well, I saw one where it was an open mic night, and Martin Luther King Jr. is on stage.
Right.
And he's like, so me and John Kennedy go into a bar, and we get a couple shots.
Oh.
And the crowd goes nuts. I'm like, this is wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. John, thank you, man. You're in the running for the Creed tickets.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And thanks for finally calling.
Yeah. Where you been?
Casey in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
You too, brother.
Morning.
So I'm going to roast this girl on Instagram that has this segment called Buy or Buy at grocery stores. And I'm just so sick of it. She walks around like, you know, don't buy this because it has this ingredient, this seed oil.
Mm.
I'm a fitness and health professional. And so I look at this person like, you don't look like a fitness and health professional. How are you telling these people what they should and should not buy at a grocery store?
Right.
Oh, that's funny. Let me look this up right now.
Well, this is my ID here.
Bye girl. Is that her handle? Bye girl?
I don't know her handle. I know her segment. Here we go. I don't research her that much. Every so often, her video just pops up in my feed. I'm like, god damn it. I got
it. Ruined your day.
Yeah. You can block her, really so does. That'll stop happening.
It's funny how TikTok figures out what you love and what you don't like. And it'll show you both because it knows that you engage with the, I don't like this person. Bye, girl. That's funny. Like, AJ, do you remember that time we had a fitness person come in studio?
Yes.
And they were overweight. So they walk in. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Maybe they were a lot heavier.
Right.
Like,
it's like big Twinkie.
And he had a big Twinkie.
Oh, no.
And he's eating a Twinkie. I called him out on the air just before cameras. I'm like, you're eating a Twinkie right now.
Oh, my gosh.
For energy. For the interview.
Wow. That's what he said. Energy.
That is just absolutely ridiculous and complete bull.
Yeah.
You can get energy from so many other better things.
Right. How long have you been a fitness person?
About 10 years now.
Oh, nice. I'm the other side of that.
I want to know who this
the anti-fitness. we're fitness people.
We're fitness people. Right, we're asking you to call in the influencer that annoys you the most. We put you in the running for Creed tickets, so it's a very simple task for you. 203-882-9757. And then we kind of look the person up. And somebody just called in this... he called her Bye Girl. You found her actual name, Phil?
I think so. So there's a lot of these people. They go to the grocery store and then they'll set up their recording device in the lanes of the grocery store and tell you which stuff to buy and which stuff to not buy. But I think this girl is the one he's talking about. If not, I have a feeling you'd be annoyed by her, too. Her name is Care okay. by Kara, and this video had over 18 million views on her Instagram page.
Wow.
Do you know what's in your almond milk? This brand has canola oil, natural flavors, and fortified with synthetic vitamins. Instead, try malt.
First thing is she's got to get a mic.
Almond, yeah. Water, and sea salt.
Can you hear me now?
She starts every video by doing a dance.
She like dances into frame.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Gosh. Maybe it's a pee. You know, as annoying as it is, they figured out a way to make more money than us.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, all of these clips have millions, if not hundreds of thousands of views. Like,
where are these people coming from?
I don't know. It's got to be hate watching, though. Like,
right. Most of it right, has to be hate right, watching. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The comments aren't very kind.
No, they're
oh, really? Oh, let's hear
she's
the comments.
Not, well, she's not your typical.
She has a very distinct influence. Looking face, is the kindest way I could put it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I've never seen a person that looks like her.
You
I've
remember never. A League of Their Own?
Oh, boy.
She's got a distinct face.
She has a distinct face.
I have never seen a person that looks like her before.
Okay, really? What's her name?
No, Care by Kara with a C. C-A-R-A.
By Kara.
Huh.
Images.
Oh no, you want to go right to Instagram.
Oh
for this one.
Yeah. Boy.
I gotta see.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Distinct, huh?
Okay.
It's very distinct.
I'm gonna move on. Yeah.
How stinky is it?
You just gave her another million viewers.
Seriously. Right. Just to see how bad she looked.
Yeah. Okay. But you got to have a mic. You got to be able to hear it clearly. And then she thinks she knows everything about food. She doesn't look like the picture of health.
Mm.
So that's a lot of the other hate that she's getting is it seems clear that she's being paid to push certain ingredients or products and then like specifically down talk with the more popular one.
Right.
Huh.
Tommy in Wallingford.
Tell him to instead do farts by Kara. The same F-A-R-T-S, the same spelling of her name. They sound over her doing those little jumps in the beginning of the video to make fun of her, and it's the funniest thing people hear.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, farts. I love that, Kara.
Too damn common.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Are you shopping for pizza bites? I would skip these ones from Tortino's with a long list of ultra-processed ingredients, and they contain bioengineered food ingredients.
These are the talented people.
Yeah.
The people who take those videos that we hate and then make them better. Make them watchable.
Extra
funny.
Nuance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And farts are always wonderful.
Always
Craig.
Funny.
Craig in the truck.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
Have you ever heard of someone named Trisha Paytas?
No.
I don't know if you call her an influencer, but she's got like an OnlyFans and she does other stuff. But she's been around for a long time. My daughter makes me watch her every so often. And she kind of reminds me of Miss Piggy. She's kind of thick and she has the same attitude as Miss Piggy.
She's kind of thick and has Miss Piggy's attitude. She's copped the Miss Piggy character.
Oh.
Yeah, she jumped right in on it. And she's, over the years, she's bought mansions and she's had kids. And but the funniest thing was one time she mooned somebody. And my daughter showed me the clip and she had a little piece of toilet paper stuck on her butt.
Oh, look at that squiggly tail.
That's such a cool visual.
Oh. Greatest Klingons.
And I wonder, is that the genius of these people to, like, I'm going to put a little Easter egg in this video, and this is what's going to make it become viral?
Yeah.
Not that I mooned, but because there's that paper.
Right.
You know?
It's like a pulse starter.
Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah.
But she's totally a pig.
Have you ever gone back there and found a piece of paper?
Have I what?
You in your personal life.
Yeah.
Have we, any of us, gone back there and like, oh, something was left behind?
Actually, yes.
If I'm being honest, I'm going to have to say, I can't say I've never, you know.
But as I get older, I'm using wet wipes now.
I'm using better things.
They're the best. But back
there
in the day.
Been a few
I found
times
a cardboard tube once. That count?
That sounds like the show promo
the
of the
echo
day.
Chamber. Put some reverb on that.
Got some resonance.
Nice.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yeah. Sound like a BMW.
What's a corn cob.
What's that doing over here?
Chew your food, buddy.
Got a magnifier going.
With all her money, you think she'd have a bidet.
Flip-flop.
Yeah. Flip-flop.
Cat toys.
License plate pops out.
That's right.
A bottle of Old Harpers.
Dragon Jaws.
Craig, well, that's great.
There's a lot more interesting things on her, her OnlyFans.
What's that now?
I'm sure she has a lot more interesting things on her OnlyFans.
Oh, I'm afraid to go there.
Right. OnlyFans. That's a whole nother. That's the wild, wild west.
Isn't OnlyFans where everybody's junk is there? Is that what that's about?
Well, you could do whatever.
I've never been on there.
You know, you could do whatever you want on OnlyFans. You don't have to be dirty, but most people are.
Needs a fan.
Yeah, I do. I want to go on. I want to start one.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. We should create an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it Dom's Figs.
Yeah.
He's just put various pictures of his beans.
I like that.
Exactly.
Fig beans.
Yeah, the speed bag.
Yeah, it'd be like the Christmas version. There'll be the snow version, the hiking version.
Oh, yeah.
On stage version.
There has to be someone out there who, like, there has to be that, right? People just, because there's the feet. There's the feet people. There's the boobs. There's the, all these different things. What about just, like, sex?
Yeah, or penis puppet show. Something like
Kiwi,
that.
Yeah.
You know, has a different
as
costume.
Dumb as this idea is, I'll bet you if we created it a year from now, we'd all be rich.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, beyond our wildest dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if we gotta.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, thanks for the call, brother. You're in the running for the Creed tickets.
All right, AJ, stay strong.
Thank you, man.
It's very nice.
Very nice. Bad vision.
There has to
now.
Be bean people.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Bean counters big time.
Why not?
Bean counters.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the name? Bean counters.
Yes. I like bean people.
Bean people.
Like bean people, bean peepers.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go to TikTok and look up bean counters.
Okay. Just be careful what you see.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cat, right? Don't you think?
No, it's going to be cats.
Bean counter?
They call the pads beans.
Oh.
Yeah, the toe beans.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. They look like little jelly beans.
Right, toe beans.
All right, various cartoons. I got a person behind a coffee counter.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh. But both pour water through.
You're right, AJ.